League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Just eat any type of hot dog, don't you?
It's not a hot dog.
What you eating? Let me see.
The corn dog.
That is a dog.
It's not a hot dog. It's the breakfast. It's the pancake.
Like I said, you eat any type of hot dog. You eat a breakfast corn dog. You eat a regular corn dog, a hot dog. You whatever. You just eat any type. If it look like a dog on a stick, a dog in a bun, you're gonna eat it.
I feel like Meg get on here and talk shit to us because she can't roast her kid. Leave us alone, man. God damn.
I be roasting them too.
I know. But you can't roast them good. You got to roast
them
good.
Yes, you can. No, I be roasting them so good.
You can't roast your kids because they look like you. You be like, with your little big shoulders. And they be like, thanks, Mom. You can't roast the kids.
She was just on here talking about how her nipples are like black crayons, and now she want to try to get on me.
That's not what I said. They do turn black when you first have a baby.
You said your nipples turn look really like dark. Black licorice and black ACP, jelly beans.
You fucking up my...
Why is that a conversation? You say, well, what up, Lulu?
What up? Because they're talking about nipples. Look at Lulu's nipples. Show them. Hey. You thought you was going to see some real nips. Ha ha.
I did pause. Like, this is crazy.
You fucking with my OCD. Can you get centered, please, CP?
Can I do what?
Get in the center.
Cause man, I'm on an iPad. My computer is in Canada. I just I'm in LA for a couple of days. I don't have my computer.
Why you act like you can't shift your iPad over?
Or just... No, I can shift it over, but
there we go.
Is to the left.
So no, this looks correct.
That's okay. Good.
All right, so where am I looking?
Actually, do a little more because it's got a little light coming out on the side. It's bothering my, yes, right there. It's a little
bothering better. Your eyes, really?
You shut up.
Just say it's fully blinding you, and I would like that better.
It should be blinding your eyes.
When it's not, my eyes have enough room to take in some light. You got some anime eyes where it's like you only do one thing at a time. You only focus on one thing. You can't do VR.
You say Ant-Man? You say Ant-Man eyes?
I said anime, but... You know what I'm saying? Nice Bulma, Goku eyes, whatever.
Shut cool. up. Anime eyes are really big, by the way.
They are. I feel like they be trying to make them American or something. Like make Goku anatomically correct.
Anatomically correct.
Wait, why are you here? Why are you eating breakfast stuff? Isn't it like noon over there?
Yeah. Yeah, but I was working this morning. This is my third project of the day.
I thought he was going to say third breakfast of the day.
It is wow, third breakfast, girl. It's third breakfast.
Just right in. That's right where you go to, Lou?
Third breakfast.
And Lou didn't even come to my birthday party. She had no excuse. CP was out of town.
I was sick. You wanted me to come sick?
It was on the 7th, Lou. You just got sick.
Why is everybody sick? What's going on, man? What's going around?
Sickness.
I think because I've been on a roll, man, and... You know, that road life from plane to hotel. And then my tour manager was sick. And I was just like, bro, I think you gave that shit to me. And I was trying to push through. I had like a couple events to do. And I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Man, I'm going to tell you like this. I was
on a plane. Chill.
On a plane back from Canada, it was a little white baby behind me. Where, first of all, if you got a baby, dog, why are you sitting in first class? Like, go on. Like, we don't want to hear that shit.
Shut up. I'll be in first. My babies will be in first class with me. Thank you.
Well, guess what? You look
and
like
if you don't like it, then get on private.
Shoulders and load, okay? Because I tell you what, this baby
get
cried.
On private.
You right. I could do that. I could eventually, you know what I'm
saying? That jet suite is nice. Take that jet suite. It's basically private.
Talk to me about that. What is that? Because they be trying to, it's a couple of different jet, memberships, but I'm not sure exactly how that
works. Well, Jet Suite, they fly out of Burbank, and that shit is amazing. You don't got to go through no TSA. You just show up. they put your bag on the plane and that's it. You walk right in. Like, there's no wait, there's no nothing. And it's
like is it just for a certain amount of people on there, or like as far as like you're whoever you're with like books it, like books the whole jet?
Oh, no,
or
is no. like other it, it anybody was like, can get on? I think it has like the most is like maybe 15 or 20
and seats. You just go to the website and you book your ticket on this.
You basically just paying for a seat, so you don't own the jet. The jet's not being leased. Jet Suite leases or owns the jets, and you're just paying for a seat, but it's at a premium cost.
Right.
It's worth it. It's so
much. How much?
I don't know where you're going.
My boss paid for mine.
Like, if you were going to like, what's it like? I think to like Big Bear or something like that. From
how would I fly to Big Bear?
Right.
I don't know, man. Some people just don't feel like driving, bro. I looked it up. I was looking it up. It's a Big Bear.
We went to Aspen. How much that cost?
That's what it was. It was Aspen. It was like $700 for one seat, though.
What?
What? One way? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
You know how much it costs to get on, like, first class for, like...
I just paid $3,000. $3,000 for a first class ticket.
Yes!
Round trip?
Round trip.
To hear lying, to hear you ate one of them zeros, because ain't no way a private... Jet.
It might be 17. Let me check. I'm gonna check right now.
I don't think the prices is that bad.
I don't think it's that bad, but it's in the thousands to hear.
Why would you, for the sake of your story, to hear quote us $1,000 less just to make it sound sweet? So here I am, pack my family up. We about to go. A $2,800 round trip to Aspen. And next thing I know, it's what $11,000 here somewhere.
No, it's not that much. Hold on,
I don't think it's that much. I think the prices are not that bad, honestly.
That is funny. Round trip. So let's see. I'm gonna go from LA round trip to where y'all want to go? Los Cabos.
Because we had went to
Aspen. Oh, there's only certain places too. It don't go everywhere.
We had went to Denver, and we took that round trip.
How's the food on there?
It depends, I think, how long your flight is. Like, ours wasn't that long, so they gave us, like, gourmet cheeses and champagne and snacks, like grapes and stuff like that. I was fine. I was lit by the time we landed, so.
That sounds pretty dope.
Okay, so this is from, because it doesn't go everywhere. At least I'm looking at one called Aero, A-E-R-O. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles to Los Cabos is $2,200.
Round trip? Mm-hmm.
Round trip.
Oh, that shit ain't bad.
That's pretty good.
There's no way I would ever fly first class if it costs that much.
Because it's like everything that comes with it. Like, you don't have to go through TSA. Like, you literally just show up there.
Wait, that's a lot, man?
No. I'm saying no. I would do like. There's no way I would fly first class because first class be costing like you said $3,000. Yeah. Like, especially on Delta these days, it's insane.
Delta's
I would
ridiculous right
much
now.
Rather pay $2,200 and fly semi private. Yeah.
Like you, really, you
that's
just
the point. That's the point. I flew Air Canada back to LA right for my birthday. You talking about 5-hour flight? A baby is behind me. We're in the Delta One seats. But it's on Air Canada. But it's like, they have like, it's called business class. They got like a little, your little bed or whatever. This baby was behind me for 5 hours. Baby, right behind my seat. His parents sat on both sides of him, right? If you don't take this damn baby to coach and sit your ass down, where people in coach, they could take a couple coughs. Coach coughs, right? It sounds like it's in the same part of the dictionary. This baby wet coughed for 5 hours. Not even 4 feet from the back of my head.
And the parents ain't do nothing?
What can you do? Your baby coughing. What you would do? You say, shush, don't cough. You have to cough.
So I just looked at...
I'm talking to my daughter. My daughter just popped the balloon. Scared me. I thought it was going down.
I feel like there should be a whole airline just for people with kids. Like,
I agree with that.
If you're traveling with your child, you should book on this flight. It accommodates everybody who have babies that's crying and shit, because ain't nobody want to deal with that for 5 or 6 hours.
Oh, it should be like a little Disney flight.
I agree.
Juice boxes, pacifiers,
Jay, and you can just let them run. The seats ain't like in rows. They're just like on the wall, so they could just run up and down the middle.
Each tray table turns into a changing table. Like,
see? Oh my gosh, I would book that every time.
So see? JSX is another one. JSX. They apply the terminals, 30 seat jets with business class leg room, free snacks and drinks. I looked up the price from Burbank to Denver, like the Rockies, and it's $695 all in.
Yep, that's what we
did. It starts at $379.
Yeah.
But wait. But you got to pay to get into the club to order to pay that, right? It's like a tuition fee almost.
No.
I got to check the seat. I didn't look at that part.
Because when we tour, right, our tour manager be like, we going to, depend on where we going, he's like, we'll book that one or that one. Ain't no club or nothing. He's just like, whatever's available, whatever's convenient, whatever Chris like, that's what we going to do. So last time we took the jet suite and it was just like, just show up. Like, ain't no club or nothing. Just show up.
No, not you. I'm saying the person who, like, somebody has to belong.
You don't have to belong.
That's how some of them are, though.
Some of them are like that one.
Oh, yeah, no.
They want you to pay like a premium up front, and then you can be able to just buy after that. But for the most part, they want you to pay to get
into. Either way, there's still a premium. That shit sound way better than having to go to LAX and deal with all that bullshit. And then, man, listen, just put me on the jet, bro. Let me just get there and let me sit down.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's how I met Russell Peters. I was at the Jet Suite. And he was like, you look like an affordable Sanaa Lathan. I was like. I was like, touche.
That's pretty funny, but I roast shit out of Russell, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got one.
I had no comeback. I had no comeback, CP. I was just like,
Russell, he like a fat Aladdin. Sit your ass down in your seat, nigga. Shut up.
Oh my gosh, round trip on JSX from LAX to Las Vegas. Y'all, this is only $448.
Round trip. And you know what you're dealing with on the plane. You know it ain't gonna be more than 20 people. You ain't gotta worry about getting there early. I mean, if you're flying from Burbank, you ain't gotta get there too early anyway, but
nope.
They got Wi-Fi on that joint, free drinks, leg room, all that shit.
Valet parking.
Free valet too.
Yep.
Cause with JSX, the parking is different, like at every one. They kind of vary from everyone. So yep.
Yeah, I'm about to start doing that for sure. That's a flex.
But the only thing is it's like when I'm looking at all of these little websites, it doesn't go everywhere. Yeah, it doesn't even go to most big cities. That's I see it going from like the southern cities, but not even all of them.
Here's the thing though, you want to get down there now because once you start going everywhere, the price is gonna go up.
Yep. So look, here's the thing too. Kenny Smith has one. It's called the Jet Academy.
Really?
So Kenny Smith, we went to when I did All Star Weekend last year. Kenny have a big All Star party every year, and it was like sponsored by the Jet Academy. And so I'm like, oh, that's weird. I didn't know if he was in it or not. Then he's on 2K doing an interview about Jordan. And when he comes on the screen, he has a big Jet Academy shirt on. So I'm thinking it's his. But it's like
an investor.
Right. But you're not, you know, yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, big dumbass niggas ain't really doing nothing for it. Not him. Shout out to Kenny. But I'm saying, you know, nigga be over 6'6". It's like, oh, I mean. You know what I'm saying? But I think that's dope. Like, but his, I think you have to have a membership. That's why I said earlier. Like,
some of them do. Yeah, some of you do. Because it's a black owned one, and you have to have a membership for that one. They always hit me up and they always hit Kev up. And I'm like, okay, I'm not at that point yet, my boy.
What's the membership looking like?
I forgot what it was, Lou. It was a couple years ago.
Y'all travel so much, y'all should definitely. Right.
Well, that's the thing. Like Meg said, they don't fly everywhere.
Oh.
So, like, you got, like, the main spots on the West Coast, and you might hit one major spot. I haven't even seen one that goes to Atlanta yet. So,
right.
And those smaller jets, I don't know what that range is with the smaller jets. So, I don't know, man. Like, I we'll see.
I think I want
to go to New York. That way I can go back and forth.
Having your own plane is better than having a mansion.
Facts.
Yeah, but the fees though, nigga, the costs associated with the planes, the storage fee for having your plane in the hangar, the fuel. If you're not a certified pilot, you got to hire a pilot every time.
But I'm gonna tell you what they're doing though, just like all these jet academies and all of that. Like your plane needs to be flying all the time in order for
to it make it make
really, right. And so really you get a plane, it's your plane, but you put it into one of these rotations where it's like
Uber. Uber
is making yeah. money.
Like yeah.
Uber, Arturo.
Like yeah, Uber exactly. Plane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, man, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump into the first topic of the day. Shouts out to everybody that's here. We got the OG Squad. We got Meg Scoop. We got Lulu Gonzalez. CP back in the building. And of course, I'm to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, y'all. Fellas, shouldn't you always be at your best? 2023 is the year to maximize your performance in that bedroom. You got to get down. Listen up, BlueChew.com, baby. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at the fraction of the cost. You can take them any time of the day or night so you can plan ahead or be ready when the opportunity arises, baby. And the process is so simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com to consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in the line at the pharmacy. BlueChew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a very discreet package. So don't be that guy that says, I don't need it. You don't know until you try it, baby. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com, all right? Chew it and do it. And we got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we want to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather have sex in a haunted house versus a filthy, abandoned house?
Filthy, like,
so like a nice haunted house, like, or a filthy? Yeah,
like a nice haunted house, but you know, full. All the activity is going on. You hearing stuff getting knocked down, you hearing people yell, all that type of shit.
Are they moving to bed while we fucking?
I don't know. I mean, all of that shit can happen.
If a ghost can knock something down, he could for sure spread your ass while you butt naked. Get out of there and go to somewhere where it is a quiet trap house that needs some work, right? But
when do you get a needle on you?
Yeah, the abandoned house got syringes all around.
No,
nope. Windows are all busted out.
Somebody peed and defecated in a corner.
No. I would smash full of a house full of ghosts watching.
Yeah,
if it's clean,
to a menage.
If it's clean, then
the wrong kind of
menage. Yeah, I don't want that kind of possession. Ew.
The ghosts will probably start fucking each other too. That could turn into a time.
But what if they're like pretending because you know they can't feel nothing, so they'd be like, ah.
I mean,
you don't know. They might be.
You went overboard, man. You went overboard.
Because you know we miss having sex, but we just pretend.
What if they were just watching you though?
That's fine.
That probably happened before anyway. But this nigga said all the activity. That means that you crawling up a wall. Like, no, dog, I'm good, man. Like,
what about the real danger that you're in this abandoned house? Because just because it's abandoned doesn't mean that there ain't people in it. Like, there is hella abandoned spots that have squatters and homeless people. You could be smashing on a drug infested, bed bug infested mattress that got blood on it.
Guess what, though? Nobody said how long you got to smash. A smash could be 3 minutes. You get the hell out of there. Right, but a ghost getting inside of you because all of your butt nakedness is exposed. I'm good, bro.
They don't possess you.
That's how it works.
Out of the trap.
CP.
You say they don't possess.
I don't think they get in you because you're naked.
Yeah, they don't possess you through the whole open holes in you.
Hold on. So your girl sitting there, her business all open. You don't think a ghost would be like, woo? That's what you know. She got an attitude. Her attitude didn't check. Sounds good, man.
What if, what, as soon as you about to come, the ghost possess you because they want to feel that shit, and then now you don't get to.
So now I didn't got a nut stolen from me, right? Like, no. Give me the abandoned house, right? I'm on a 25 stroke program. In that regard, pop.
You could just stand up. You could just stand up and bend over.
What you mean?
Touch the wall, like. That's it.
No, I'd rather take the haunted house. I'm gonna close my eyes and cover my ears.
Man, she gonna play Kirk Franklin, and she gonna be okay while she's smashing in the haunted house.
I mean, you probably had sex in haunted houses before. There's people that died in these houses we don't know about.
But you didn't know. Look, can y'all smash scared? I can't smash scared.
Why would you be scared?
I can't smash if there's roaches around and
right, bed bugs, squatters around
either.
I've smashed scared before in the hood, yeah.
No, I've
lived in a house before that had bed bugs back when I first moved to LA, and I will never, ever, ever, ever be in a dirty house ever. That's the worst experience.
All right, you go to a house with some damn hell bugs. You worry about some damn bed bugs. Like, the thing is, look, we act like ghosts can only be human, right? This is the ghost of all these dead rats. There's all kind of ghosts in here.
You know, ain't no damn ghosts of dead rats.
So you say this could all be, the ghosts, listen, all this the could activity? Be a
gateway. This could be a gateway to hell, and y'all worry about. I'm good, bro. I'm good.
No smash worth none of this, okay? I'm gonna just say that right now.
Of course,
these are my two choices.
But life or death?
These are your two choices, man.
Well, we didn't talk about what if she got possessed and then she started giving you that demon throat. You know what I'm saying? Now you over here, your head's going 360 degrees. You spinning. Yeah,
it could have been the ghost of a porn star who was like, I really miss sucking dick. You know?
Am I kind of fire?
Where my headphones at, man? My kids still on break. Y'all got me tripping.
Why you acting like you ain't know what it was? Why you acting?
Man,
might
look,
be kind of fire.
Might be kind of lit.
Man, first of all, what if it's a ghost from slavery? And you got a big master ghost. What the hell are you niggas doing in my house? You know what I'm saying? Like, and you smashing, and he whooping your back. Can you imagine that, bro?
That'd be tight because you couldn't feel it. It would just be a ghost whip, and you just smashing somebody that
you
don't
agree
with.
Why would you not
be
able to feel it? Tahir said it's all the activity. They were just opening cupboards. They could touch you.
But hold on. What they got? They can't touch you. I feel like that is a line.
They could possess you.
Why they close the door?
Okay, let's back up here because y'all acting like this is what all. First of all ghosts ain't really possession that. Type of ghost. Okay,
how many ghosts you know?
Like a bunch of them.
Hold on, if you gonna sit here and be a ghost, take your ass to heaven or hell. Why are you even here? You up to no good? Get out of here! What are you doing?
They got unfinished business. What if they're
unfinished? Why don't you just say that to them?
To come the way they wanted
unfinished
to come.
Unfinished business.
The only way that I would be a ghost is if I die before the season finale of one of my shows, and I would just stay to watch that, and then I'm different.
But you already know how it ends. You was in it.
No, not one of my shows. I'm talking about one of my shows that I like to watch.
Oh.
I'm going to be like, all right, I got to watch this last episode to be a myth before I get the book. Boom! And then if it's real good, then I got to stay for next season.
Got to stay for the next season?
Oh my god.
So now you just haunting places that got HBO Max?
Yes, absolutely.
What if that's what Limbo was? No one told him it was canceled, so he's just sticking around. He's sticking around waiting for the pilot, and he's just episode one, y'all ready? And they're like, man, that was canceled 30 years ago, CP.
Waiting on that Lovecraft Country season 2.
There you go. You gonna be waiting, baby boy. You gonna be waiting.
Man.
If y'all were a ghost, would y'all hunt people? Would y'all scare people?
Hell
if y'all
yeah.
were a ghost?
Yeah, I would. All the dudes that told me no, I'm haunting you. You ain't never gonna have a good night.
They gonna be, I'm glad I told you no. I think this bitch is crazy. Boy, I'm glad I told her no. I think
I gotta go do everything I didn't get to do alive.
That
like
part,
what?
If I was a ghost, I would find out all the mysteries of the world. I would go to Antarctica and look around. I would go, you know what I'm saying? I would
ghosts can't really travel like that. Usually when you die, it's wherever you stay, wherever you at. Like,
yeah. How you know? How you
that's
know?
A that's a lie, because in that movie,
the book say. You ain't never heard a ghost say, I got my passport, the books. Going to Antarctica.
You talking about the Bible?
No, in that movie that's on Netflix, the new one, We Have a Ghost, the ghost thought he was tethered to the house, because that's just what ghosts do, right? But then the kid was like, well, let's try and see if you can leave. And he could leave. He could have left the whole time.
That's hilarious. He just left. Damn. He was like, let's try it.
They went on a trip to go find this
dude. Thanks for telling me the ending, Meg.
No, that's not the ending. I'm saying that's not even the end, girl.
That's like the act two break. Yeah.
Oh, we good?
It was all right. I stopped watching it. I forgot why. But I ended up turning it off. I think I fell asleep, but it was all right.
I stopped watching it like in 10 minutes. I was like, I'm good.
It's all right. Go ahead and watch a little movie.
I would haunt like you could travel as a ghost. I mean, how you going to get there? How you going to get there?
Why?
You going to hop on the jet suite?
Wait. I don't think all ghosts can fly.
Right. No, he had hopped in a car.
Listen.
I thought ghosts had to be tied to something. Like either like a... like the house or the building you were killed in or you died in or like a graveyard. I ain't never heard a ghost just be like, nigga, hopping on the number two bus.
Now I can travel, bitch.
Going to the beach. But if that's the case.
Because maybe they didn't know, y'all. Maybe they thought they had to be tied.
So wait, people die in the hospital and then haunt their house.
No, they haunt the hospital.
No, sometimes they haunt their house. You don't necessarily, you hear people saying, oh, this is the ghost of such
and
such.
Oh, you know why? Because then they attach themselves to their family member and they go home with them.
Hmm. So I don't think it's that literal.
We need to talk to a ghost.
Something. You can't be attached to Southwest.
Listen, if I'm a ghost and I can walk through walls, I'm going to just aim
you gonna keep north. Walking?
I'm going to just aim north and just run. Why would I get tired? I'm just running through everything, McDonald's, all kind of shit, and going to the North Pole. Take me about 2 hours.
Hey, what if you just started wherever you were haunting? Like, we just assume that you start in front of your body and you're like, oh, shit. And then you start, like, figuring out where to haunt. What if you just, like, start at home and you're like, oh, shit, this is where I'm, I guess this is where I'm at.
I think you have to be tethered to something. I don't think you just got the free liberty to be like, you know what, today.
That could be a tether.
Yeah. Yo, would y'all use a Ouija board to try to ask a ghost some questions?
Nope.
I've done that before.
I was in middle school, me and
that's
the white girl.
Gateway to hell. You opening up portals and shit.
And nothing happened.
Did y'all hear? Did
when
y'all hear
I was,
about
when
the,
me and the white girls did it, it was moving.
28. There were 28 possible cases of anxiety in school students. They were all hospitalized and they were playing with a Ouija board. This just happened March 7th. 2023.
That's what they get.
They were on edibles too. I heard about that. Were they on edibles? All them kids at that edible, they was fucked up. They was like, am I dying? Because I'm having fun. They was going crazy. Y'all hear about that?
Nah, I didn't hear about that, boy.
I feel like
you have to call the parents and everything because the edibles look like real candy. Like, you know how they brand edibles like
like Skittles, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And them kids was fucked up. Probably eating, because they were probably delicious. They probably eating 4 or 5 of them. And they got little bodies.
My brother told me a story about him and a Ouija board and his friends. And I was like, I'm never doing that shit again.
What was the story, Lou?
They were playing with the Ouija board. AirPod. They said that shit was working.
That's a little square.
And it scared them. And they was like, yo, it was in Brooklyn. So it was an apartment building. They went downstairs. They took the Ouija board downstairs, threw it in the trash, lit it on fire. Went back upstairs. The Ouija board is there. That boy was scared out of his mind. He came home crazy. He was like, yo, don't ever touch that shit.
Light one on fire should have been the takeaway.
Then he was like,
throw it in the trash. First of all, people watch too much Jumanji. That's what that sounds like. He needs to relax.
Jumanji.
They watched a little bit too much Jumanji.
Also, y'all wildin'. There's way too much murder in Brooklyn to just do a random Ouija board. You could catch any ghost from 100 yards. You could catch somebody from upstairs, downstairs, down the street.
Hey, Pat, the ghost keeps spelling your.
He says he's dead ass.
Are you deaf or
are you alive?
Dead ass. I'm dead ass.
Whoa. That's funny. A ghost saying dead ass is hilarious. Funny. A ghost.
What if you do it in an apartment though? Like, does it, would they have to have died in your unit, or could it, is it any unit, or is it the
building? I don't think it's a ghost that's necessarily there. I think it's because, you like in movies, it's who you're summoning.
But that's the thing. Sometimes you don't know who you're summoning. You just opening up a portal. You don't know who you talking to.
I just like, I don't, you be don't like, play
can
with
anybody
that stuff,
hear me? And they be like, well, we hear you, bitch.
I'm telling you, we was in a trailer park. We was in my my middle school coach. She had like a sleepover. It was like the end of year sleepover for all of us cheerleaders in her trailer park, Kentucky, y'all. And of course, everybody was white. They were like, ooh, I have a Ouija board. Let's play it. So I'm like, okay. Well, that's a little weird, but okay. I think I was in like seventh grade. And so they start, you know, you have to say like, what is it? Light as a feather, stiff as a board or something. And you're like moving it. But like, we were just sitting there holding it and nothing was happening. And so all of a sudden, I swear to y'all, the thing just went. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. I'm out of here. No, no, no.
You should have known better, man. Coming from... Deacon Thomas, I know Deacon Thomas told you not to play with no Ouija board. You just over there with them white girls just going along with the flow.
I was sheltered. So I was like, Ouija board, what is this? But after it did that, I was like, oh, no, no, no. Black people don't do this. I'm not doing this no more.
And then you put your fingers under somebody and then you be like, light as a feather, stiff as a board. Light as a...
That's that part too.
Why do you guys know the chants?
Because we were kids.
That was a movie, though. That was a movie. That was The Craft. But
that was in The Craft.
That was The Craft. But I'm thinking, though, I bought my Ouija board from Target, and I feel like you got to probably get one of the ones from the 1800s for that mug to really be.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to look like an antique shop.
You gotta have, if somebody ain't prayed over it, or they ain't dropped no blood of a virgin on the board, it ain't going to work.
It got to be those places that you go to, and then when you go to return, the whole place ain't there no more.
Like
the
exactly.
That episode of Rick and Morty where Marty's granddaughter was working for the devil, that shit was fantastic.
Bro, if you don't got to blow dust off the Ouija board, it don't work. If you ain't got to be like, what about this guy? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I had a brand new one from Toys R Us. I
think it's going to work.
Wait, all y'all niggas had Ouija boards?
No.
You had one too?
I did. I had to buy one for an all deaf niggas try Ouija boards. So I never had one before that.
No, it didn't work
with that.
What was the result?
It was a board game. They played with it and nothing really happened.
Oh, the ghost was shy.
Yeah, but it's like, who would we even summon? Like someone who died in a production studio? Like, you gotta be in a haunted place.
We were in downtown LA. It's a hell of a lot of people that died over there.
Y'all should have picked the location. You need to Google like a haunted house. In LA.
Here's the thing. All the cemeteries out in LA though look like movie sets though. Like you would have went to Hollywood forever. They filming something while you actually trying to do the, it don't feel the same scary like in cemeteries in other places.
What if a homeless person dies? Like, first of all, do they ghosts come back begging? And then second of all, you know what I'm saying? Like the ghost be like, let me hold a couple snaps. Like, what you need some money for over there? But
that's
he's trying to get his wings.
Hey, what if he haunted underneath he just haunted a freeway underpass, so he didn't get to see nobody. He's like, man, don't nobody come down here.
The construction ruined his plan. All right, let's put it to a vote. We smashing in the haunted mansion or a trap house? What y'all doing?
Oh, it's a mansion, too? Oh, we should have said that.
I'm going haunted.
Hella haunted. Trap.
I'm like, that's a tough one. Because I don't want to step on some heads, but I don't want to be possessed
trap
either.
Is the trap, though.
It's trap, girl. It's every trap place you've seen.
It's nasty. It's a place you shouldn't be smashing at.
Yeah.
Okay, haunted.
That's not fair. The other one get to be a mansion. This is at least a condo. And
no, if you guys are saying it's demonic possession level haunting, then it has to be homeless crackhead, urine smelling level nasty. Ooh.
Birds everywhere flying out, all of the
birds.
Yeah,
and there's a
make the option worse, dog.
Wait, there's a beehive in the bathroom.
And the possum family. There's a possum family living right under the stairs. As soon as you walk in, they're like, "What up, though?"
And then, the haunted one matches. So whatever is in the bando, the haunted version. So there's a haunted possum. There's like dead possum.
Haunted beehive.
Little ghost family is there. All that.
You just always sing this possum skeleton. And shit?
That'd be scary. You just hear the bees like in Swarm.
Candyman. I haven't seen Swarm yet. I've heard it's good.
Okay. I'm going with Haunted as well. So it looks like it's CP. Did you change yours? Or you still staying with the trap?
Yeah, I changed it because bees in there. Oh no, because they said that the bees are dead. I'm going trap house, man.
By the way, Franklin smashing Chloe Bailey is the best marketing you can do for a show ever.
We're gonna have to jump into this next topic right after this.
This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. We are growing and changing on a daily basis. That's why getting to know yourself is a lifelong process. I personally try to write one thing down a week to show that I've grown. And then I bring that to my next therapy session to talk to my therapist. And that's why I love it, because therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding. All right, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Therapy has helped me as a person, helped me control those automatic thoughts that I have, and also realizing that you're gonna just have those thoughts sometimes, but you gotta make sure you get back and ground yourself. It's also helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So discover your potential at BetterHelp, all right? Visit BetterHelp.com/squad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/squad, SQUADD. And we thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast.
Would you rather meet your ancestors from 1,000 years ago versus your descendants 1,000 years in the future?
Easy.
Future.
What? No.
I want to meet the old ones.
Yeah.
Wait, why future, CP?
Because I'll tell you what, if I meet my future descendants and I can see what's wrong with them, I can come back and correct that going forward.
Classic Back to the Future 2 problem. That's not always going to work.
Bro, it is. Listen to me. If I meet my descendants and they're like, yeah, we would have been good, except the fact that Grandpa CP decided to do that one thing, I'm not going to do it.
It don't mean it could go wrong 100 years after you. You're going forward 1,000 years. Something could go wrong 100 years after you die. Right.
I can control. I can't control nothing from looking at the past. Not even as lit as me. They're not as lit as me. Well, how can I control going to the past?
No, you ain't never met them.
I met my grandparents. They was cool, but they wasn't like as lit as me.
You don't know 1,000 years ago, they could have been super lit.
You could go back 1,000 years and find out where ships crashed or motherfuckers buried gold and all that type of shit. And then come back to find that shit.
Your lineage probably not even black no more.
Right. They probably got small eyes like me. And what you gonna do about that when you're seeing their eyes are small?
What if they evolved to just doing? They were just nothing but giant eyeballs with legs? They were like, we took out all the things that weren't necessary. We are maximum efficient now. We have evolved into the perfect beings.
All they're going to do is try to impress me. They could be like, ooh, watch this. I'm going to be like, you know, they're like, he's watching. You know what I'm saying? I'm lit, man. I'm going back. I'm going to the future, bro. Like, dog, put it like this. Also, well, not 1,000 years, but you can see pictures of your family from slavery and all of that. You not even curious to see what comes from you?
What if all of your descendants are trash?
First of all, man, you got to decide which descendant to go see. You going to China or you going to Africa? Because I'm going to tell you what. You had to decide 1,000 years ago, either you doing kung fu or fufu. You know what I'm saying?
Either way, it's lit.
No, it's not, man.
It is kung fu and fufu. Oh my gosh, that's like the best. That's amazing.
Sound like
to
kung
me.
Fu fufu.
But you don't know in the future. What if like your descendants really are super trash? And it really wasn't your fault. Maybe it was like 100 years after you, like the hearsay said. What you gonna do? You have no control over that.
You could come back and learn something and then implement that for the future generations. Mm. Or at least yourself at the end of the day.
Oh, okay. So look, you go back 1,000 years, like, hey, don't go to the beach on slavery day. And then next thing you know, you come back.
Slavery day?
Wait. We all know that slavery wasn't 1,000 years ago, right?
No, what I'm saying is, hold on, Pat. What I'm saying is, like, tell them 1,000 years ago to be looking out for that. Because they were just chilling.
Shit to remember, though.
Pass it down. And then what happened one generation? They forget the day.
Hold on.
We don't know what that day is anymore.
If we could pass down Jesus 1,000 years to a generation, you could pass down, hey,
He had a mass marketed book though. He
they started the printing press for the Bible.
Popping. That's
true. Multiple publications.
Hey, you think Jesus like bragged about it? He was like, "Hey, I got this book coming out. Y'all see? It's about to drop. I got this crazy."
Yeah, book signings.
First of all, what if you get to heaven and Jesus got like a 500 times platinum plaque? I did the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he got all of the accomplishments hanging up. Like, that's the one time I cleared blindness. You know what I'm saying? You know I brought a dude back in the day, bro. Right over
super
here.
Super bestseller. Billions sold. Billions.
Billions saved, bro.
You got all the translations. This one's my favorite. English. Surprise.
He got the unedited versions though. He got all the books that they left out in one Bible, nigga.
All the hidden book?
hidden books.
Imagine going to his studio.
Sarah, what did she do?
Y'all want to hear some unreleased shit? Check this out.
Unreleased.
Cases like they underneath Jordans. Just
I thought about dropping these, but nah. That'd be crazy.
In the future, though, it's like, how many generations is that?
1,000?
Let's say 100. That's like 6 or 7 generations.
Like 12.
What? 12?
Yeah, that's girl, because if the let's just say 100. We know we ain't nobody living 100 years, but if you just round it to 100.
Let's say 100, but that's.
I would say 80.
Our lifespan is not 20. 100.
Yeah, I'm just saying, just for simplicity's sake.
So 10 generations?
That's OD.
Wouldn't it be?
I say 12.
Two generations for every 100 years? Wouldn't it be two generations for every 100 years?
Well, yeah, let's do that. 50. Do that.
So it's 50, 50.
That makes sense.
So
that's too much.
Because you don't gotta die for the next generation to be.
Yeah,
on
that's
the
true. You're saying if one person is born every 100 years,
that's 20. That's 20. That's 20 generations later.
You fucking mythical family. Once every 100 years, a child is born.
It would be dope to go back in time and like see where you came from, learn stuff. Like you could learn enough stuff to write a book about your lineage and like the true history of where you came from and your actual African tribe. Like you could learn a lot.
Or can I pass on to my ancestors like, hey man, this how you make a light bulb. Keep this in the back pocket. It's
going to
be popping.
Yeah. Create that generational wealth. All type of patents. I am printing them out and I am bringing them with me.
That's true.
What if what?
You're going to get your family members killed. And then black people already created all this shit. And look what happened.
That'd be crazy. Right. You do all that and then come back to the future. Everything is completely the same. And you're like, what happened? It's like, yeah, they stole it from your family too. You're not special.
Everything, right. Everything the same, but your ass not here. You not here.
You just dead.
You never
exist. You come back a ghost?
Right? What happened? Oh, your family was a witch. They produced light 100 years before we thought they were. It's like, damn, that was me. I gave him an iPhone with a flashlight. Nah, that's witch activity.
Showing us YouTube video.
Oh, good. Watch out now. Don't spit on us, man.
My bad.
That gap is gapping today, baby.
Don't let them steal your joy, CP.
No, that's all good. I once thought to hear by the Oreo and it had to reposition itself to get through the whole way. All right, get down, and then I get down, get to the cream, and I can really bite it. Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, what can go wrong with going to the future? I feel like this. There's some stuff.
You smash one of your nieces or nephew. You know, not nephew, but you know what I'm saying. Like you smash like a descendant.
Smash a relative.
Yeah, you don't know. Danny, these future hoes is cold. And then you look up like,
how long are we there for?
Hey, what if you got somebody pregnant 1,000 years in the future, and then you went back and you had a son that you didn't. I messed it up.
I'm looking like, wait a minute.
All right, no, you got somebody pregnant 1,000 years in the future, you go back, but your lineage don't start until 3023.
What?
That's dope.
I mean,
the whole point is that you're going to see your descendants, Pat. You talking about your lineage don't start. Your lineage has been going on. That's how you got there.
But you don't have a son or daughter that. Never mind. Let's keep going the regular question.
Yeah. Because that wasn't making sense.
It would have made sense.
What if you try to do that and then you ended like civilization because we're super dirty, and then in the future everybody's clean and they don't have these like diseases anymore. They don't have COVID. They don't have colds.
It would have made sense if you said you went back in time and got somebody pregnant. And then you come back here.
No, what I said.
Why would sense. That make more sense, Lulu? What about that?
He don't have descendants in the future. He has ancestors in the future.
Yeah, why did that make more sense?
Go on with the show.
Now, go to the past and do it. What are you talking about?
I feel you.
Now your son man. Is.
Hey,
your
go ahead with your little question, man. Go ahead with your question.
Oh man, no.
Let's put now your kid vote. Is your grandson.
Let's put it to a vote, man. What y'all doing? Y'all going 1,000 years in the past, 1,000 years in the future? What you going with?
Future. Past.
All right.
Can I say something real quick? But to kind of sway y'all. We've seen pictures of the past. In your lifetime, you understand fully what the past entails, right? You will never know what 1,000 years in the future will look like in this lifetime right now. So to see
yes,
that.
Yes, I will. I'm going to be a ghost.
Wait.
That's true.
We get to like walk around, or do we just get to go and talk to those people and then that's it?
That's what I'm saying. How long are we there for?
You get to walk around and talk with those people. You don't like. I don't think you would just go off on your own. You're going to find your descendants or your ancestors. You'll spend time with them. Maybe spend
like
a day
right?
Yeah, a little day pass.
Yeah, Tuesday pepper.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going back in time. And you know why I'm going back in time? Because I feel like we have no clue. Just like you said, that we know everything about the past. No, the heck we don't, especially when it comes to Black people. I feel like our history has been erased. There's probably some amazing stuff that we never got credit for, and I want to go see for myself.
Yeah, I don't know.
I brought up Lovecraft, but that was really this whole topic is what that whole show was about. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, I feel you.
The past seems hot, though. It seems like there's just like everything in the past was just really, really.
But you got to remember, it wasn't any global warming back then, so it might not have been as hot. As it is now.
We don't know.
Plus, we don't know what the future's entailing because history repeats itself, right? We could go to the future and there's a whole other civil war going on. There's a whole
you go
other
to
type
the future,
of racism going
it ain't
on.
Ain't nobody on Earth. Earth was destroyed like 500 years ago from an asteroid. You just
low-key. That could that you risking that too. 1,000 years ago, the Earth was for sure here. We don't know. It could have been. Yeah, we could have been getting.
What if it's like Mad Max? I would be so mad.
That's true.
I don't want to go to like a Mad Max future.
All right. So
can you die?
Huh?
Can you die in either of these?
You better try not to.
I don't think you can. You're just like a visitor. You're like a hologram.
Man, visitors die every day, B.
Like, who's to say our ancestors want to give us, like, stop everything they're doing and give us a tour? If it's like Mad Max, our ancestors are going to be chasing us.
If you travel to the past on, like, a fucking teleportation device or something like that, nigga, they're going to be smitten. They want to know everything. They want to know as much as you want to know.
You can't even really prove that you are who you are. You're just like, I'm Patrick Houston, I promise.
And nigga,
just,
show your ID. This is how you prove it. You pull out your phone and be like, you know what one of these is, motherfucker?
They go really
no,
kill
they
you.
Gonna they be like, really no. And
you. Oh, your Wi-Fi router is 1,000 years old. All the shit you would pull up.
And then you travel in the past with your regular clothes on. They going to look at you suspect.
You got pictures and all that shit. I would take a gun with me, though. Wherever I went, I would take a gun with me, though.
And they gonna have
Right. They could have like metal absorbing stuff in the future.
They could, or they could not.
You better off with Mace.
All right, man, let's put it to a vote, man. We said, who's Pat? You said the future.
Yeah, you don't think they've cured Mace 1,000 years from now? They have for sure cured Mace. Mace,
cured Mace.
That's like saying like a slingshot, like. David and Goliath, like, no, fam, the nigga will pop you with a slingshot today. Mace is gonna be absolutely
no something in the face. They still human, right?
Man, what's your vote, Meg?
I'm going to the past.
Okay, past Pat.
Future.
CP.
Future.
Lou.
I'll
probably go past too. Past Pat, man. You remember the episode of Jamie Foxx? The episode of Jamie Foxx, CP, when he went to the past, he pulled up in the SS Impala. He had that purple Impala.
I always think about that.
He pulled on, it was like a cowboy set. He pulled up with the goddamn Impala.
My thing is, all right, so then you pull up in Impala, then you ran out of gas. And now you looking stupid as fuck.
Where the fuck I'm going to be going? Well, how far you think I'm going? How far you think I'm going to the past?
You went to the past. That's very far.
I'm not driving at the time, man.
That's definitely a full tank. Going on to the next topic.
Right after this. Last topic of the day we have. Would you rather hear your partner with someone else versus see your partner with someone else?
So when you see them, it's like it's on mute?
They smashing, yeah.
So you see with no audio or you hear with no video?
Yes.
So either me or Stevie Wonder is experienced.
I'd rather see, because just hearing leaves the rest of your
imagination going wild.
And if they getting they shit done in caved in, you just like.
But that's the thing. If you hear it, they might not. You might just be hyping it up just because. Like,
yeah, you have to see. It. You need confirmation.
I gotta see it.
You gotta see it.
I gotta see what position you putting this bitch in. She don't do it like me. She not that flexible, bro. She not.
So you would rather not hear it.
Can't hear it.
Mm. Yeah,
because then you can hype it up. You could be making me think it's the best dick in the world, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah. But if you see, like, he gonna finish right now. He gonna finish right now, girl. You know, he's tapping out. He gonna turn you over. Are you done? Wrap
and
it
he's
up,
done. Yeah, I got. I probably got to see it, man. Cause like sounds are just horrible. You know,
right?
Sounds are horrible. Like I think that seeing it, you just be like, oh, okay, I guess. You still have a little pride if it's on mute. Like, I mean, I guess. I mean, you know.
But if she make a sound that you ain't never made her sound before, you be pissed.
She gonna make a sound I ain't never heard before. After this all said and done, she gonna make some dope ass sound. Pow! Oh! Oh! Oh!
You think people get shot and say, ow! Ouch! Imagine that's what 50 Cent said.
Ouch! That nigga kept saying, ouch!
Every shot, ouch!
Hey, you know what's funny is when you get hurt and people go,
That's hilarious to me. I don't know why. Sometimes it makes it feel better. Yeah. Instead of crying.
You just got to breathe through the pain. Just breathe through the pain.
That's crazy. You stub your toe? I think cussing make it better. You ever stub your toe?
No, they proved that. Like screaming out fuck or something like that actually helps with the pain, which sucks for people who don't cuss.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What's the last thing you did? The last time you hurt yourself that made you yell out a cuss word or do the
I burned my finger.
You say what, man?
I burned my finger.
How'd you burn it?
Like on a stove.
Mm. All right, that'll do. Hey, Lou, what you say? What did you do?
I had my toe on the couch yesterday.
I was about to say the same shit.
I was rushing and I turned and hit my pinky. Like running out
you
the
hit
house.
Your pinky toe and it like separate. Like that's the where it's like, hey, I'm gonna kill the nearest person to me.
Sometimes you just gotta take a seat, cry out, take a seat, sit down.
I slipped going down the stairs at my place. The carpet foot came from up under me, hit my head so hard, felt like I gave myself a hard reset. Nigga, I like literally saw black and then like the flashing starry type shit.
Little circle.
That shit right
Wait,
there.
Wait, what? Hold on. What? You was just like walking and then you feel the socks on?
Yeah, I had on socks, yeah. Going down the steps, slid a little bit.
Oh, you heard the fridge open, somebody was taking your brisket. You was like,
You heard that little
grip
little
on the bottom.
Little baby socks.
Hey, Farron came home. It was freckles all over the steps. Who the hell got all these freckles all over the steps?
She was gathering
gather them up.
If you're going to fall out of here, you got to vacuum.
No, he cleaned up most of them, but he like left a little bit in the corner.
You know there was some freckles in here. Investigator, and here did the crime, and you put out a black light. There's freckles everywhere. I know who did this.
They have the little strings. No, he couldn't have been. He wasn't tall enough. This was the wrong angle. The freckles came down from someone who was at least 5'9".
The trajectory of the freckles.
The frevectory.
The frevectory. The frevectory.
This is stupid. You guys are stupid. I hated it.
Oh, it's okay to hear. Patrick got a purse bought by Quantrell back there. I see it.
Did you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Oh.
Quantrell bought you that bag?
That's a duffel.
Okay, he love you.
Oh, that's a duffel.
He love you, honey, because that is a couple of G's.
Shut your ass up.
That was a pure shutdown. Shut your ass.
Stop telling my business. Shut your ass.
Lulu, you got the Riddler's cane behind you?
Yeah.
Where you get that?
I was the Riddler for Halloween.
Wow. That checks out.
Like, where were you in April 19?
That nigga had nothing after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't return it, so I was like, I gotta keep this shit now.
Yeah.
The Riddler would have returned it.
I like that little Slytherin scarf, my sister.
You already know, man. You already know.
Are y'all playing Hogwarts?
Ravenclaw. Ravenclaw.
Are you Ravenclaw?
Big Claw.
I'm a regular Gryffindor, man. You know what I'm saying?
Did y'all get to choose y'all's houses? Or they? It was like selected for you?
Well, the hat does it, and then you could choose.
The hat. Yeah, I didn't like that.
It's ridiculous.
I didn't feel about that, Pat. Like, then you could choose. Like,
it's weird. It made the hat. It's like we dissed him in front of company. It was just like, you're Gryffindor. And we were like, I want to be Ravenclaw, though. And he was just like, but I'm the hat.
I took the test online way before the game.
That's like community college. You gotta actually put that hat on.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. So I've been a Slytherin.
Ain't no ICDC sorting hat.
And then when I did the game, they said I was Slytherin too. So I was like, it's just that.
ICDC with the hat.
Take it online. You did the Phoenix, Arizona, Hogwarts.
Because before it was the actual game, there's a whole Wizarding World online. Like, you can go online, pick your house and all of that. They give you your wand, your Patronus, all of that good shit.
Here's the thing, though. If you went to Hogwarts, that's like going to, like, Sierra Canyon, because whoever they played in Quidditch was other schools who was wizard schools, right?
They played within their own school.
Each house was houses.
Against each other houses.
Oh, that's right. I was like, damn, did they go school to school?
The only time they ever did against other schools was when there was actually the big tournament, the Wizarding Cup tournament.
But that's what I'm saying. It's so other places that you could go besides Hogwarts that have.
Oh, Hogwarts is just in London. There's one in New York. There's one in, it was like.
Wait, where you see all this at?
It's in the world, girl. You got to read the books and watch the movies.
There's a Hogwarts, New York?
Yeah, and actually in Fantastic Beasts, they come. And they're in New York, and then the London dude, she was like, there's a girl there. She's like, you think y'all the only ones that got a school? Like, we got one out here too. Like,
that's
funny.
Y'all like that? Where is it at? Brooklyn?
I would love to see that spinoff.
Yeah.
It's all Fantastic Beasts.
They say the
the Hogwarts school spinoff.
No,
original, like in New York.
The original cast has already signed up to do the next one.
Who? Did they? Because I know Hermione was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I heard that too. And then, like, literally, like, a couple days later, I heard that the whole cast had agreed and signed on to do the next one.
Because they're not, like, a major part in the next one. It's mostly about Harry and Malfoy's son.
Mm-hmm.
And they just come in, like, a little cameo here and there. But if they're in it, that's going to be fucking dope. Because her and Ron were like, I don't know, we want to do it. Harry was like, I'm down. But she had a bad experience on it, so she was like, I don't really want to fuck.
What was her bad experience?
She was the only woman on there, and like
in that puberty. Because I remember it was one movie. I was like, wait the fuck a minute, wait a minute.
Yeah, you know, what? She got her first kiss on her.
Hermione.
Yeah, she had like a really awkward experience. Like she was just like, nah, it wasn't really dope. Like I think it was.
Yeah, it's still set.
Yeah,
I feel like the best one though would be like the African Hogwarts. I want to see that. That's probably where they're doing like all the real stuff.
They're doing magical scams.
Actually, in the game,
stop. No, no, you will not put that on our people.
Nigerian email.
Don't worry, I already have your credit card number.
You waiting for your Nigerian owl that never gets there? Like, what is owl from Nigeria? Ain't never sent me my email back.
Wells Fargo bonus.
The one in
Social Security.
In the game, in the game, there is an African girl in the game, and she says how she was at another school in Africa, and she came here. She got transferred over here.
See, I want to see that school.
Right. I don't want to see Harry's kid. I want to see a whole other school.
Right. Well, shit, let's put it to a vote, y'all. What we going with?
Hogwarts and Africa.
Hogwarts and Africa.
Hear your partner with someone else or see your partner with someone else?
Oh, I forgot. Man, now I'm back traumatized again. I forgot we had got to that, man. I was done with that. I got to see it.
I got to see it.
It's unanimous with the C. You know what I'm saying? We want to thank everybody for pulling up today. We got the OG Squad, Lulu Gonzalez, Max Scoop, Patrick Cloud, CP, and up to hear more. Thank you guys at home for watching. We appreciate you. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.